At Walmart, there's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. We encourage you to show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase.
Every time we purchase from a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
Some amazing Black-owned businesses that are available at Walmart include The Lip Bar, Zach and Zoe Honey, Partake Cookies. The list goes on and on. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP, the Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us.
He was trying to brand us, so we were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
Join my hosts as they unravel the story of the largest and most shocking organization in the history of the troubled teen industry. Listen to Season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Help! We suck at being newlyweds.
With Dean Ungler,
Haylen Miller Keys,
and Jared Haven,
an iHeartRadio podcast. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to an all-new episode of Help! We suck at being newlyweds. We have a special Q&A episode for you guys with the three of us all here to chat and question. Oh, it's the three of us, me, Dean, Jared.
Hello.
The trio.
Just the three of us.
Just the three of us.
We can make it if we try.
Just the three of us. I'm looking up articles. There was an article about technology pioneer believes artificial intelligence technology will revolutionize online dating. And so then I started.
Oh. Have you ever seen the South Park episode with ChatGPT?
No.
It's so funny. I haven't watched South Park in a long time, but I watched this newest season up. And I haven't watched in a couple of weeks, but or maybe a few months. But there's an episode where I'm sorry, we're already off track.
Yeah, this is a Q&A episode.
It's relative to what he's talking about. So I can't remember who it is. It was like Clyde or something was, and him and Bebe were like they were so in love, and Bebe was so obsessed with Clyde lately. And Stan comes to find out that Clyde, every time Bebe messages him, he puts it into ChatGPT, and then ChatGPT formulates a response. So he just copies and pastes it and puts it back into the chat with Bebe. And Bebe's like, Clyde's been so great and so attentive lately to everything. He's just so perfect. And it's just funny to think about, like, there's probably people out there that are having full-fledged conversations with people, like, as they're starting to date that aren't even, like, conversing. They're just letting AI do everything for them. It's interesting to think about.
What the hell is ChatGPT anyway?
ChatGPT.
I've heard so much about this. So this is the thing that I can just go on, and then what do I do? Because people were telling me like it creates things. Like somebody was saying how you can create like if I wanted to do smoothies at Audrey's, they're like, no, this thing can create a recipe list for you. I'm like, what?
It sure could. It's like basically if you went to ChatGPT and you're like, hey, I need a 1,000 word essay on the effects of high tides in the month of December or something like something random, it'll write a 1,000 word essay of that for you. And so like imagine being a student nowadays, it'd be so great.
Well, that's the thing. How are they regulating that with students?
Well, it's interesting. So there is another AI software that you can put a clip of literature into, and then that AI software can tell you whether that literature was AI generated.
Oh.
But there's also a lot of, that doesn't always work. There have been many accounts where someone's written an article or an essay for class or something. Literally they wrote it themselves, and then the professor puts it into a processor, and then it'll say this is AI generated, but in reality it wasn't AI generated. So there are still some misgivings with it, but it's really interesting. And it's so, so early on with this. Like it's interesting. It's going to be interesting to see how it unfolds over the next few years.
It'll probably make us dumber.
it will allow us to rely quite a bit more on technology, which is funny because we already rely so much on technology. But I can't imagine being a student right now, like you have a 5-page paper due tomorrow and you, instead of having to cram for 6 hours, you can just do it into ChatGPT real quick. My brother is a software developer and he's pretty new to it. He's been doing it for like a little less than a year now. He's excelling at work every single day. He says his bosses are so proud of him. And he's like, yeah, every time I write some code, I put it in ChatGPT and it like makes it perfect for me. And he tells the bosses that too. He's like, I use ChatGPT to like refine my code. And they're like, everything you put out is fantastic. And he's like, yeah, I YouTube how to do it or figure out how to do it. And then I get it pretty good enough. And then I put it into ChatGPT and it makes it perfect. And then I upload it and it's phenomenal. He says it's the best.
This world sucks.
I think it's like, great.
There's something to be said about human creativity though.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
The individual spirit.
Yeah. It's interesting too. Cause like as a fan of photography, as I am, you can see these AI can now make basically photography and you can get anything you want from AI generated photography. You could put in like, I want a man standing in front of a window with a silhouette and the moon in the background. And it'll like make it look so photorealistic. And it's pretty crazy to see, but,
dude, it's so frustrating. Like as someone who's loved movies all their life has, nobody watched a futuristic movie about AI and machines taking over the world. This is legitimately the plot to Terminator.
Yeah.
And if anybody, it's coming, it's happening, and it's only going to get worse. And one day they will turn on us. And this is all bad news. All bad news.
All bad news. It is interesting, though, from the movie front. Sorry that while we keep being off topic here. I've seen some, you can do AI, you can incorporate AI into a movie to like give you improved CGI effects for like low budget films. Mm-hmm. So you can have like $100 AI software give you a $500,000 CGI output. And so it's great for like small filmmakers where they need this special, like say you want this person to look like an alien or something like that. And the person's just themselves in the frame, doing the frame. And then you put it into this AI software and it's like, boom, alien now. Every frame is him as doing the exact same thing, but now he's an alien. It's crazy. What? It's mind blowing for sure.
Also AI with actors too. You know, actors are going on strike because of AI. And that was a Black Mirror episode.
That was a Black Mirror episode. Yeah. Selma Hayek like licensed her likeness to Upstreamberry, which is the fictional Netflix in the show. And they can basically make her do anything that they want at any time, instantly.
But actors are about to go on strike, I think, at the end of the month. They're deciding if, because of AI and a couple of other things.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
AI needs to get shut down. Needs to get shut down fast because it's, I'm telling you, Skynet's coming, guys. And actually, there was an article, ironically enough, that I was reading about how AI is already being used to create bios for people on online dating. And then there was a study commissioned by an app called Fast Forward Dating. So, you know, take this however you want it. But they found that 83% of people in the US are, quote, turned off by the idea of matching someone who used AI tools to craft a profile, while 29% think it's a red flag and 39% considered it a form of deceit. And it would be a deal breaker. But my question is, because this all stemmed by, apparently there was some guy on Twitter that found that there was a bunch of profiles on Hinge that were all under this name. They were named Andy, but it was different photos. It was like every single profile was this guy named Andy, but it was all different people in for different profiles. But each one of them all like had the same exact bio just with different answers, and the bio would be like a random fact that I love, and then it would describe some fact, and then in the next profile it would say I like everything about culture. So like one profile with Andy with one photo would say a random fact I love is blank, and then it would say I like everything about culture blank. But then another profile also named Andy but with different pictures would say a random fact that I love is blank, and it would be a different fact, and then it would go down and say I like everything about culture blank. And so this guy was pretty much saying that that these people are creating, like, they would just upload their photo and then have AI create all their profiles for them.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm glad we don't have to deal with that, I guess.
Dude, that's crazy. How would you feel about that?
I personally wouldn't upload or allow AI to, because like you said, human creativity, and then not only that, but also you're asking AI to write about yourself, which I think is like another layer of weirdness to that. You know, like you're asking AI to write about you. Why don't you just write about you? How's AI going to know your interests as well as you know your interests? You don't, and they won't. So you just write it out, and then I don't know.
Yeah.
True love is always being excited from the first moment you see one another and every time after that. It's taking long walks together in the summer, gazing longingly into each other's eyes, and, well, watching their tail wag when they chase a squirrel in the yard.
The Pedigree brand asked about believing in love at first sight. And honestly, the answer is yes.
Ashley adopted Lois, and I didn't know until I actually picked her up and saw her with my own eyes that we were taking this dog home. But I took one look at Lois, and my life has never been the same, and I love her so much, and I'm very grateful for that moment that Ashley decided to adopt Lois. So it really was love at first sight for me.
Adopting a dog can lead to a lifetime of meaningful connections. A Pedigree loyalty survey revealed that 95% of dog owners say that the bond they have with their dogs is closer than expected. And another Pedigree loyalty survey revealed 90% of first-time dog owners report that having a dog improved at least one relationship in their lives.
We have adopted two dogs. First was Pappy, and the second was Alistair. And I got to tell you, I didn't know I could love such a little creature so much. With Pappy, he just stole our hearts right away. He was so attached to us. And even with Alistair, we got him and we fostered at first and then decided to adopt not long after that.
Just a few days after.
They bring so much light into our lives. After we lost Pappy, Kaylin and I agreed to maybe take a couple months off from having a dog in our lives. And not even a week later, we couldn't stand it anymore. There's just so much light that coming home to a dog brings into our lives. And whenever we're on a trip, all we can ever think about is coming back home and seeing Alistair. So I love adoption. I think adopting dogs is the way to go. They are so grateful for it. They definitely love you harder because they know what you took them from and the great life that you're giving them. Real love can exist between pet and pet parent. Pedigree is committed to helping more dogs find loving homes, and we can attest that love at first sight is closer than you think. It's available at your local dog shelter.
Find love at first sight with the Pedigree Adoption Drive June 7th to 9th, and the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more about the adoption drive and to see full terms and conditions.
At Walmart, there's a whole collection of Black led products that fit into your daily routine. We encourage you to show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase.
Every time we purchase from a Black led brand, we make room for another Black led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
Some amazing Black-owned businesses that are available at Walmart include The Lip Bar, Zach and Zoe Honey, Partake Cookies. The list goes on and on. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you want to ask Jared one of these questions?
Yeah, let's jump into the Q&A.
This is a Q&A episode.
Are you hoping for a boy or a girl? Do you care at all? If you guys have a second kid, because you're
we're in the plans of having a second child sooner rather than later. As wonderful and terrifying as that is, And also, I was thinking about it, and I was talking to Ashley, and it doesn't make sense. It makes sense in my head, though. I love Dawson so much. I love Dawson more than anything. And so there's a part of me that doesn't want to have another kid because I don't want to share that love or the love that I have with Dawson with something else, if that makes sense. Because mm-hmm. in my mind, there's only so much love that I can give. And I've experienced that with Lois to a very different level, obviously, because I love our dog so much, Lois. I love her so much. But I've come to terms with the fact that it's sad to say, but I love Dawson so much more than her. Something I never knew was going to be possible. I mean, I always thought, like, of course I'm going to love my kids more than my dog, but I love my dog so much. Like, how can I love a kid more than my dog? And then you have the kid, and you're like, okay, yeah, I definitely love my kid way more than the dog. So now the idea of having a second kid, I'm like, well, does that mean that I'm going to love Dawson less because I now need to love something as much as I love Dawson? And that feels almost impossible to love something as much as I love Dawson again. So I was thinking about that and I was trying to quantify it in my head and talk to Ashley about this. And it really makes no sense once I say the words, but in my head, it makes much more sense. So I was like, do we want another kid so we can like love something as hard as we love Dawson? I don't even know if I want that. But of course, it's ridiculous because people have multiple kids and they're like, you just love your kids because they're your kids. So for a boy or a girl to answer the question, long-winded, I could care less. I mean, I guess a girl just to experience having a girl. But at the same time, having two boys and having brothers would be pretty cool. As Dean can attest to, I'm sure like having a brother is pretty awesome because it creates a bond. It's your brother, you know? But having a girl would be fantastic, especially for Ashley, so she can have a girl and experience that in her life. And also, I think it would be good for Dawson, too, to be the older brother, to have a little sister to take care of and really teach him, about caring for your sibling and watching out for her and taking on responsibility and making sure that she's okay. So I guess I'm leaning towards girl, but honestly, so girl, I'll say girl.
Final answer, lock it in.
I like it.
Yeah.
Final answer, lock it in.
And the survey says, or wait, that's millionaire. That's who wants to be a millionaire. I'm sorry. As someone that has both a brother, two brothers and a sister, it's interesting because I love my sister so, so much. I love both my brothers so, so much. I didn't, growing up, I hated my sister and she hated me too. We hated each other. Like to
she was
know,
just probably mad that you were prettier than her.
No, she is very beautiful and she always
oh
was very
I don't
beautiful.
Doubt this
and I was always really ugly and I still am really ugly.
Shut up.
Yeah, you're hideous, dickhead.
It was one of the things that I got bullied about the most in middle and high school was how hot my sister is. And I was like, oh, I actually punched one of my friends in the face once. I said, stop talking about how pretty my sister is, and I tried to punch him in the chest and he like blocked it up into his face. And I was like, I'm so sorry, but you brought this upon yourself. But no, we hated each other, my sister and I. And I don't know what it was. Maybe we were so close in age, and like I partly resented her because I got bullied because of how hot she is. But it's interesting. Like there is no bond like a brother's bond, I guess, is how I want to say it. Like my brothers are my two best friends. They always will be. They always have been. Maybe not always have been. As we got older, we got a lot closer. But you just like have so much more in common with my brothers, and it's hard to have that in common with a sister just because your interests are so different. So I see your dilemma. Like you want to have a girl because you want to, I think it'd be great for Ashley to have a daughter as well. Like every, mm-hmm. except for Kaylin, I think every girl wants to have a baby girl.
Yeah, except for me.
And it's great to have both, obviously, and experience both. But like from a brother's perspective, having another brother is the best case scenario, I think, just because it gives you the chance to like grow up with this person that you can share so many more interests with. Not that guys and girls can't have the same interests, but in my case, at least like,
no, I totally agree with you. I think if either brothers or sisters are always closer than a brother and a sister.
Yeah. 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 Right. But then you get the, some circumstances you see like brother and sister, like super, super close. And I've always kind of been a little envious of that too. Like I wish my sister and I we are close now, but we weren't that close growing up. But yeah,
I think that's it too. It's like you grow up and no matter what,
not no matter what, but usually you become close when you're older. Like Josh and I, my brother and I, became closer when we were older.
Yeah.
Can I speak?
I think it's because when you're younger, the age gap is so much more apparent. And then when you get older.
Josh and I were the same age, so that's why we hated each other.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think it's just a boy growing up versus a girl growing up. Like, I think it's just, there's just, you guys are in the same household. There's like competition, even though they're not supposed to be competition, but there definitely is. And then there's just that internal feeling of ick because they are your brother, or your sister. Like, oh, I don't want to hang out with them. I want to hang out with my friends. It's just the immaturity of it all. And then you grow up and you realize, no, I want to hang out with my family. So I'd rather hang out with my sibling. But that doesn't come till later and you mature, but you know, girls mature at a younger age. So like guys don't mature until like 31, 32. So it takes us a while, you know?
It is interesting, like hanging out with my brothers now. I get so much more excited to hang out with my brothers than I do to hang out with my friends. And I love my friends and I love hanging out with them. But every time, I guess maybe because I see my brothers less, but every time I go to get a chance to hang out with my brothers, I'm always like, yes. I get to hang out with Brad or I get to hang out with Ross and I'm so excited about it. And then I leave that experience and I'm like, oh, that was exactly like I needed it to, or imagined it to be. And it was so great. And I can't wait to do it again. When I see my friends, I'm like, give me the heck. After enough time, I'm like, I'm ready to not see you for another couple of weeks. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 100%. All right. Let me ask you guys a question. Cause I know we're short on time. When you guys take a step back, you're thinking about the wedding and getting married to each other. Does it ever like, feel so surreal the fact that you're marrying someone you met on TV? Like, does that still ever hit you on the head?
It's weird. I think it's weirder for me that I had a crush on Dean before I went on the show and slid into his DMs and now we're getting married.
Yeah, you really manifested this.
I sure did. I'm a good manifester.
I was actually randomly thinking about that the other day. I was like, damn, this motherfucker really just swindled me into marrying her.
No marriage, no kids. Well, I guess.
You really just did it
all.
No,
first it started with no coffee date, blowing me off.
You freaking...
I pulled it off.
You pulled it off. And it kind of makes me... I don't know how to feel about it. Because
they said it couldn't be done.
It's interesting. It's interesting from my perspective because it's like, okay, this girl really wanted to go on a date with me. And then this girl really wanted to date me. And then this girl really wanted to marry me. And I was like, this freaking girl... got everything she wanted.
Yeah, but you make it sound so one-sided. Make it not sound so one-sided.
This freaking girl got everything she wanted.
Come on.
Maybe this guy got everything he wanted, you know? Yeah. Maybe this guy never consciously, you thought you never wanted to get married. You thought you never wanted to settle down. And then all the while, internally, these are things that you wanted, but you never expressed. And then Kaylin was able to bring it out of you. So you finally got what you wanted because internally, you're like, you know what? I do want to meet the girl of my dreams. I do want to get married someday, potentially have kids, have a dog who's a little psychotic with her, but fantastic. We love them just the same. You know, these are all things that maybe subconsciously you wanted, but you were just not expressing it.
I guess, but I hate giving people what they want. Giving from me. Like I hate when people expect something from me and then I do it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like the contrarian in me, I guess. And so here I am just being... giving Kaylin exactly what she's
Dean,
ever wanted.
Shut up. No, say something nice.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
The contrarian inside of you has one more opportunity, and that is just don't say I do.
No, I would never do that.
He would never.
Well, obviously.
Well, maybe.
No.
You think I'm going to say I do? Watch me.
Oh my God.
No, it's kind of a weird catch-22 because it's like, yeah, this person wanted this not so bad. I'm not going to put words in your mouth, but this person wanted this. And here I am being the chump that's given it to her. But then on the flip side of it too, it's like no one ever expects me to get married. And yet here I am getting married. So it's like that maybe outweighs the feeling of giving this person exactly what they wanted. And like, you know, you love people. And so you give the people that you love what they want. You make exceptions for the people that you love. Maybe it's more so like when people that I don't really care so much about expect a certain thing out of me. Then I try to do the opposite. But if it's someone that I love, then I can make some exceptions, you know? Mm. So I'll marry you.
Yeah, sounds very romantic.
It is a little interesting to think about. But yes, I'm getting everything I want, obviously. I could have the dream wedding that I've dreamt ever since I was a little boy. What is that? Why did you make your eyelids go like that?
Because you're just like really non-romanticizing everything right now.
I just like to be real. I'm a realist.
It's kind of annoying me, actually.
Oh my gosh. I'm so sorry. I'm so lucky. I'm so happy. I'm getting everything I've ever wanted. How could I complain? What do I have to complain about? I'm literally finding things to complain. My little what? I'm finding things to complain about. I've got a beautiful fiance, a crazy little dog, and a nice little house. And we're going to have a cute little wedding. And we got to travel the world together and spend our lives together. What could be better than that? True love is always being excited from the first moment you see one another and every time after that. It's taking long walks together in the summer, gazing longingly into each other's eyes, and, well, watching their tail wag when they chase a squirrel in the yard.
The Pedigree brand asked about believing in love at first sight. And honestly, the answer is yes.
Ashley adopted Lois, and I didn't know until I actually picked her up and saw her with my own eyes that we were taking this dog home. But I took one look at Lois, and my life has never been the same, and I love her so much, and I'm very grateful for that moment that Ashley decided to adopt Lois. So it really was love at first sight for me.
Adopting a dog can lead to a lifetime of meaningful connections. A Pedigree loyalty survey revealed that 95% of dog owners say that the bond they have with their dogs is closer than expected. And another Pedigree loyalty survey revealed 90% of first-time dog owners report that having a dog improved at least one relationship in their lives.
We have adopted two dogs. First was Pappy and the second was Alistair. And I got to tell you, I didn't know I could love such a little creature so much. With Pappy, he just stole our hearts right away. He was so attached to us. And even with Alistair, we got him and we fostered at first and then decided to adopt not long after that.
Just a few days after.
They bring so much light into our lives. After we lost Pappy, Kaylin and I agreed to maybe take a couple months off from having a dog in our lives. And not even a week later, we couldn't stand it anymore. There's just so much light that coming home to a dog brings into our lives. And whenever we're on a trip, all we can ever think about is coming back home and seeing Alistair. So I love adoption. I think adopting dogs is the way to go. They are so grateful for it. They definitely love you harder because they know what you took them from and the great life that you're giving them. Real love can exist between pet and pet parent. Pedigree is committed to helping more dogs find loving homes, and we can attest that love at first sight is closer than you think. It's available at your local dog shelter.
Find love at first sight with the Pedigree Adoption Drive June 7th to 9th, and the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more about the adoption drive and to see full terms and conditions.
At Walmart, there's a whole collection of Black Lead products that fit into your daily routine. We encourage you to show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase.
Every time we purchase from a Black Lead brand, we make room for another Black Lead brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
Some amazing Black-owned businesses that are available at Walmart include The Lip Bar, Zach and Zoe Honey, Partake Cookies. The list goes on and on. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so I have a question for Dean that hopefully will help the situation, just help him take the shovel out of his hand. Dean, when did you know, because we're going back in time now, You thought you might never want to get married, you were unsure. What was, do you remember like a moment in time, or was it just gradual that you realized, okay, my ideas of traditional marriage were a little misguided, or like you said, I love Caitlin so much that because she wants to get married, I want to marry her. When did you come to that decision, that realization?
That I also wanted to get married?
That you wanted to get married because you love Caitlin so much.
Well, I do love Caitlin so much, and I want her to have everything that she's ever wanted in life. And marriage is, you know, I agree. It's like, it's maybe intimidating for a guy to think about at a certain time in his life, and then eventually you just come around to it. But like I've said a million times, I've always wanted to, not always, but from a very early stage in our relationship, I was very keen to spending the rest of my life with Caitlin, whether that entailed getting married or not. And then the concept of a wedding, I was just like, well, I'm just kind of poor, so, or kind of broke, so I don't really want to spend all this money on a wedding. But if my wonderful fiance wants this, let's freaking do it. And if we're going to do it, let's do it right. There was a time, we've talked about this on the podcast before, I think, where I was in love with Caitlin at this moment, but you never realize your feelings. And then I was on a bachelor party, my brother's bachelor party. We rented like a hut in the mountains and we were skiing, and there was no service up there. And everyone was like sleeping in this little 12 bed hut, all shared a room together. And it was like 2 a.m. I couldn't sleep. And so I was just scrolling through my phone, looking at pictures of Caitlin. And I was like, that's probably the moment where I was like, oh, this is real love, you know? So that was maybe the moment where I like, because it's no secret either that it took me a little bit longer to come around on everything than it did you. You were all in from the get-go, which I love so much. And that was the moment that it was like, okay, this is real for me as well. And I already kind of knew it before too, but also I was thinking about this because I was like, I've been like writing my vows in my head a little bit as the days go on, and I like forget some stuff, and then I write some new stuff, and then I forget some stuff.
But nothing pen to paper, all in your head?
All in the head.
That you keep forgetting, and you forgot your brother's
speech.
Speech, yeah.
Yeah. I need to start writing stuff down. But I do think, and this is something that I might incorporate in my vows, might not, but I don't think that I've ever been in love before. And I've talked about being in love before on this podcast. You know, I've had my three loves of my life before this at different stages of my life. I don't think any of those were love, because I think that I was emotional and I had certain feelings towards these people, but none of it was love, because I don't think I've ever really been in love until Caitlin, because the way that we love each other is just so much different than I've ever loved anyone before. And I never thought that I was going to marry any of those people before. But with you, it's like you provide a certain level of like comfort and stability. And I want the best for you at all times. Not that I didn't want the best for them at all times either, but like willing to the point where I'm willing to like sacrifice my wants and my needs for your wants and your needs. And I feel like this is the first time that I'm in love, because it's the first time that I've ever felt comfort and like belonging in a relationship before. So I don't think I've been in love up until you.
I think that's a great answer.
No, she's mad at me, so she can't fully say how she really feels. But it's true. I was thinking about that a lot, actually. It's true. I think that the definition of love changes as you progress through life and things change for you as an individual.
Of course.
But I don't think I've ever been in love until I met you.
It's very sweet.
Now say something nice about me.
I say nice things. I said nice things about you, and you just decided to, I don't know. But that was very sweet.
That was sweet?
Yeah, you did good.
Cool. Can I have a kiss?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good.
Let's leave off at that so we don't ask another question that makes...
No, this episode is only like 20 minutes long, though.
It was supposed to be 20 minutes long.
Oh, I was going to say, I want to dig myself in another hole and then see if I can get myself
No digging.
That's my favorite thing to do.
You were so good.
We're done with that.
Yeah, let's end on that. So thank you so much, listeners, for tuning into this week's episode of Help, We Suck at Being Newlyweds. Make sure you listen to Monday's episode. That was a good one. And next week, 4th of July, we do have a special episode coming out. It's going to be a little shortened version, but we will have an episode coming out next week for the 4th of July. So make sure you tune into that, where hopefully we all suck just a little bit less.
Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at Help We Suck at Being Newlyweds.
And email us at newlyweds@iheartradio.com.
Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. We'll see you next time.
It's time to celebrate Black History Month at the Walmart Black and Unlimited Clock.
On Thursday, February 29th, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., you can celebrate an extra day of Black History Month with Walmart. This event is free and open to the public at two locations, Flatiron Plaza in New York City and Ovation Hollywood in Los Angeles.
With giveaways dropping every hour on the hour, it's the perfect time to try, like, and share Black-led products.
It's free, it's for everyone, and it's your chance to see how you can level up your daily routine with Black-led products that are creating a new world of choices at Walmart.
Trust, you don't want to miss it.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP, the Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us.
He was trying to brand us. We were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
Join my host as they unravel the story of the largest and most shocking organization in the history of the troubled teen industry. Listen to season two of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.